Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Limestone High School, let's send it back to PA announcer Rob Fitch for the remainder of the starting lineup.
Number 13, Brandy Bisping. And number 40, J.C. Warham. Potters are coached by Bob Becker.
All right, well, that wasn't much of the starting lineups. All right, for the streak, Kylie Townsend, Kayla Townsend, Sage Milroy, Andrea Sampson, and Ellen Junk. For the Potters, it will be Brandy Bisping, Kenley Dow, Josie Becker, along with
Cassidy Sherman,
and J.C. Warham. So the streaks in there, Rhodes Black. Silver numbers trimmed in silver and white. The Potters in their home white, trimmed in with red numbers, trimmed in green and red. At 5'11", stepping into the center circle, it's Bisping for Morton. At 5'6", Kylie Townsend for the streaks, tip run by the Potters.
Streaks have to be ready. This is going to be a loud gym. A lot of Morton fans here. They've covered both the lower area and the balcony, so they've got to be able to play through the noise.
Nice move by Becker. Missed the shot, laid it up left side. Rebound, Kylie Townsend for the streaks. Sage Milroy has it. She'll set up against the Morton man-to-man defense. Now Kylie has it to Ellen out high right side. Ellen Junk with it. Looks over the defense. Left wing, Sage Milroy slipped a little bit. Brings it back out between the circles. Guarded by Cassidy Sherman. Right wing, it goes to Ellen Junk. Out high right side, Kayla Townsend to Sage Milroy between the circles. Right wing, Andrea Sampson penetrates. Kicks back out to Ellen Junk. Top of the key. Out high left side goes to Kayla Townsend. Kayla dribbles left, takes to the top of the key, finds Ellen going down the left side of the lane, gets inside, lost her footing, missed a shot, but the rebound comes down to Andrea Sampson. Jump ball is going to be called. Unfortunate that Ellen got the ball wide open, and she had a wide open look, but lost her footing as she tried to go up.
Well, you wonder if they swept the floor, because that's two players that have slipped for the streaks on this possession.
Inbound comes to Ellen, right wing to Andrea, top of the key, back to the right wing to Sage. And now a foul. Now
we're going to get a legal push on Sherman. She pushed her way through Ellen's screen, and she's going to get called for the foul. That's the first foul for the Potters. First foul of the game.
So Kayla Townsend will inbound from the near sideline for the streaks on the right side.
She's right under.
Oh, now they're going to bring it down to the baseline. This baseline is closer to the wall than any gym that the streaks play in during the season. Finally gets it in. It's knocked away by Bisping, and it goes into the backcourt, but Andrea Sampson able to hustle back and get it for the streaks. Nice hustle. Good job by Andrea to prevent the easy two for Bisping.
Well, you got to hustle plays against this team because we're going to get a double dribble call on Kylie, but I went to the regional championship game between Morton and Peoria Central the other night, and Peoria kept falling apart because they'd hustle a little bit, and then they'd stop, and then all of a sudden Morton was getting easy plays, and You can't let up against this team. Yeah. This Potter team is experienced. They've won state the last 2 years. You've got to bring the intensity in the entire game.
And they're a team that does not let up. This is Dowell out high, gets to Becker out high left side, and they threw it away as she tried to get it on the left wing to Sherman. And Sherman was, as Becker let the ball fly, Sherman was going toward the baseline, and a turnover by the Potters.
Well, a minute 20 into this one, and we have two turnovers and no points for the teams combined.
Kylie Townsend down the left side of the lane, lays it up with the left hand, too strong, missed it. Bisping down with a rebound for the Potters. Streaks have gotten a couple of what should have been good looks, couldn't get one to fall yet. Bisping, top of the key with it against Ellen Junk, hands off to Dowell. Tenley Dowell, the 5'11 sophomore, gets to Sherman, now Becker, top of the key. Dribbles in, gets to Dowell on the left wing, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound Andrea Sampson for the Streaks. And that's one thing we mentioned, and Coach Becker mentioned, they did not hit a three against us last time.
Well, Tenley Dowell had a big game against Peoria Central. She ended with 20 points, so the Streaks have got to be aware of her as a weapon here on the floor for the Potters.
Kayla Townsend gets to Sage Milroy in the center circle. Sage on the dribble. Goes left, don't want to get a five call here. Finally gets to Andrea Sampson out high right side. Back to Sage right of the center circle. to Ellen Junk on the right side. Now it's top of the key, Kayla Townsend to Ellen in the paint. Nice defensive play by Warham. Got there in time to knock it away.
And she might have gotten away with a hold right there, as it looked like she spun Ellen when she was going for it, almost like a cornerback trying to pass the flex but wrapping the arm around the receiver.
Inbound comes as Andrea Sampson out between the circles. Now it's Sage Milroy with it on the dribble right of the center circle. Out high left side, it goes to Kayla Townsend. Top of the key, Ellen Junk. Right wing, Sage Milroy. Gets to Kayla, posted up right side, up off the glass and in. Streaks are on the board first. They lead 2-0, 5:24 to play here in the first quarter.
Nice pass by Sage, and just as good of a shot right there by Kayla. She had to catch that one and kind of put it over her left shoulder.
Two heavyweights going at it here. Two of the best downstate team over the last 20 years here in the state of Illinois. Bisping drives baseline, cut off by Ellen Junk. Missed the shot because she was looking for contact. Great job defensively by Ellen Junk. Ellen brings down the rebound.
Well, and that's what you got to be ready for, because the one thing Bisping does a great job of is usually when she puts that shot up, she's awesome at going after the offensive boards. You're right. Right there, she looked for contact and gave up on the play.
Nice move by Kylie down the right side, up and in, and she's fouled. And it's going to go against either Warham or Bisping. I'm not sure which one got it. Shot's good. It goes
against Warham.
J.C. Warham with the foul. And that was a great move because Kylie Townsend was in there against Bisping at 5'11", and also Warham in there at 5'11", and got the shot up and in, took the contact, and she goes to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play.
Kylie, a 55% free throw shooter on the season.
And hits.
That a girl.
Streaks up 5-0, 4:49 to play first quarter over the second-ranked Morton Potters. This team is not going to go away, though. Guarantee you that. This is Dowell. Drives left side. Stops on the baseline. Kicks out to Bisping. Out high left side. Back to Dowell on the left wing. Dowell penetrates. Kicks out to Becker left side. Josie Becker on the dribble. Brings it back out between the circles. Dribbles right. She's pretty quick. Very short and stockily built, but pretty quick. Dowell penetrates. Kicks out to Bisping for three left side. Got it. So Brandi Bisping showing the range there. I don't remember her even attempting a three against us, except maybe at the end of a quarter, a long one.
She was 0 for 1 against us.
And I don't think that was just a regular shot. I think it was a long one at the end of a quarter. Kylie had a high post, drove down the left side, laid it up too strong. Rebound comes down to Bisping for Morton. Now it's down. Nice look underneath and a travel into the ballgame. Kaylee Jones is, boy, Dow made a beautiful pass to Jones, and she tried to gather herself for the shot and traveled with it. Streaks will bring it back the other way as Megan Lingenfelter, Emily Miner check in as they give Andrea Sampson and Ellen Junk a break with 4:05 to play in the first quarter. Streaks leading 5-3.
Well, talk about not going away. This Morton team was down to Peoria early in the first quarter and went a huge run to end the quarter. So the Streaks have got to be aware of that. And this is a bad foul call.
Oh, who did he call it on? As Kayla Townsend missed the shot.
She was on the floor, and she's going to get called. No.
Oh, Emily or Megan Lingenfelter got called for the foul. Two Morton players landed on top of Lingenfelter, got called for a push. As Caleb made a nice move down the middle, was too strong on the shot, and Megan Lingenfelter somehow got called for a foul when two Morton players ran into each other. Dow on the feet from Bisping. High off the glass, no, but foul's going to be called. I think it's going to go, is it Sage down there? Who's it going to go against? Nope, another two in a row on Megan Lingenfelter, so she's got two quick fouls, first two fouls on the streaks.
It's actually Dullard going to the line.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dullard. Lindsey Dullard, the 6'1 freshman.
First shot up from Dullard, up and good, and she has a chance to tie this game up if she can hit both.
As quickly, Andrea Sampson back in to replace Megan Lingenfelter. 3:43 to play first quarter, streaks leading 5-4, Dullard with a chance to tie. Left-handed shot is up, and it is in and out, no good. Nice block out by the streaks. Emily Miner with a rebound, hands off to Sage Milroy. Sage brings it down, left side, stops, picks up, gives to Emily Miner between the circles, out high right side to Kayla Townsend. Top of the key, Andrea Sampson. Left side, Sage, fires a three.
It should be a foul on Dullard for pushing through Emily's screen, and it will be.
Yeah, nice job by Emily Miner on the screen. And in fact, I think Sage got fouled on the shot afterwards, too, but Dullard picks up her first foul. That's three team fouls now on the Potters. Kayla will inbound from the far sideline. Out high comes to Sage, left of the center circle. She'll dribble right, picks up, gives to Kylie out high left side. Now to Emily Miner, right of the center circle. Gives to Sage, right side. Backdoor pass to Kylie.
And it got tipped
away by Dowell, and it's going to go back to the streaks. Kayla to inbound from the right baseline. Maybe, what, three feet between the end line. As Sage fires a three left wing, no good, and she got pushed back after the shot by by Dullard. And this is Dullard. Kicks out to Bisping for three out high left side. Got it.
No.
Are you kidding me? She flopped. There was nobody close to her. That's ridiculous. She made the three. Emily Minert was nowhere near her. She fell down, and they called a foul. That is sad. That is really sad. So Bisping, and if you're going to call it, you should be calling it after the shot, right? But they're putting her at the free throw line. That's, come on. Wow, this is what we were worried about. She gets these calls a lot.
Right. Well, and she obviously fought back, and that's what Coach Massey's saying right now. That wasn't even a close play.
Yeah, I mean, Emily was not. I mean, she was standing somewhere in the vicinity, didn't even go after the shot. She let her take the shot. Morton takes the lead 8-5 as the free throw is good.
Well, and Morton's on an 8-0 run now. Like we said, the Streaks have got to be aware of this.
Kayla Townsall on the dribble in the center circle. And gets
out of bounds. Okay.
Yeah, stolen away by Dow, but she stepped out of bounds in the process. Streaks will inbound from just in front of the bench. I don't know how you let a high school player get away with a flopping. It should be a technical, but she gets a lot of the foul calls, and that's why she's been so successful. I mean, she's a good player without doing that. She doesn't need to do it. Kayla Townsend with it right side, picks up, gives to Ellen Junk, top of the key, out high left side to Sage. Sage goes top of the key, stops, picks up. Gives back to Ellen, back to Sage now near the center circle. 2:35 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 8-5. Emily Miner to Ellen Junk to Sage Milroy on high left side. Sage to Kayla on the right wing. Drives baseline, kicks out to Ellen. Swing it over to Andrea, left wing.
Andrea's got to be ready to shoot that.
Bisping closed out on her, and now kicks back out to Sage. This is one of the few times that we have seen a crowd bigger than the Streaks crowd. Streaks have a nice crowd here, but Morton's is actually even bigger. A great student section for the Potters here tonight. No cheerleaders. The Streaks have cheerleaders, but not much of a student section. Now inside, Kayla tried to get it to Ellen, but Bisbing stole it away. Bisbing all the way down the right side, pushed off, and they're going to call a foul on Kayla Townsall. She got in, pushed off with the left arm on the way to the basket, made the shot, and she's going to go back to the free throw line with a chance at a traditional three-point play this time.
Well, I think that's what Coach Massey's saying. She's dropping her shoulder when she drove in there. That should have been a charge.
Yep.
10-0 run right now for Morton. The Streaks have got to find a way to get some points here to stem the tide.
So Bisbing's free throw is up and good.
She's not going to miss many of those.
And that's the thing they do to you. They get to the free throw line a lot, and part of the reason is a lot of what she does, as Coach Massey calls the timeout. And this is as much to talk to the officials as anything, and this is going to be
30-second
timeout. Streaks trail 11-5, 1:53 to play here in the first quarter. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games. Check out their selection of brand-new 2017 Nissans. They've got great financing for you right now. 0% for 72 months, plus no payments for 90 days. So you can get your car, and you're not paying anything on it for 3 months. And plus, there's other incentives on the 2017 Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, and Murano. You can get a $1,000 dealer discount on some of them, and some great deals right now. And very few 2016s left on the lot if you're looking for one of those, but a great selection of 2017s now at Galesburg Nissan. As the Streaks turn it over, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Nice pass from Dow to Dullard to Dow, who lays it up and in. That's her first basket, 13-5 Potters, 1:33 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks turn it over, nearly turn it over. Sage Milroy able to run it down after the ball got tipped. Kylie Townsend with it. Left wing to Sage. Out near the center circle, it's Kayla. To Kylie. Kylie drives, kicks out to Sage. Fires a three from the left wing. Short. Rebound is going to go. Sage Milroy able to run it down on the far sideline after Kylie Townsend kept it alive. Now Kayla to Sage, and the pass too high for her to set up for a three, and now she got bumped. It's Dullard stuck a knee into her, and that's her second foul. So Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. We thank Jeff Klink and the guys there for providing our transportation to all Streak road games. Back in for Morton as Warham and Sherman. Kayla to inbound from the far sideline on the left side. In the backcourt, it goes to Sage. She'll bring it across and give to Kylie left side. Left wing, it's Kayla. Back to Kylie on the left wing. Penetrates baseline, leans in, got fouled, no call, put it up and in.
Exactly. If you're going to call that on one end, you've got to call that both ways.
How do you not call that?
I don't mind them letting it go if you're going to let it go on both ends.
But Bisping fouled her on the way up, and then she flopped again afterwards, but Kylie able to get it up and in. 13-7, Streaks trail, 43 seconds to play in the quarter.
Dell's been in the lane of this entire possession. She's still not out of the lane. Still not out of the lane. There should be a three-second call.
Jeez. The official wasn't even looking at it. I'm not sure what he was watching. I think they were all three watching the ball out top. This is Becker with it right in the center circle. They're trying to work for one. 26 seconds to play. Becker gives to Dowell right outside the center circle. Back to Becker with a foot inside the center circle. 19 seconds to play. Don't want to give up an easy back door here.
Now Bisbing's been in the lane for three.
And now Warham.
they're standing in the lane, and that baseline official's not even looking at him.
Bisbing reverses, and a shot blocked! Shot blocked by Kylie Townsville. 3 seconds to play. Kayla with it. She'll have to fire from three-quarter court. It'll be short, but a great defensive play to end the quarter. Kylie Townsville with a block shot on Bisbing. We played one quarter of basketball in this sectional semifinal. It's Morton 13, Galesburg 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Yim Chevrolet in Galesburg is overloaded and out of time. With ongoing construction of their new dealership, their lot is jammed with nearly 500 new and used vehicles. Yim has hit critical mass and they need to move them now. To do it, Yim is taking new car prices where they've never gone before. $1,000 under invoice. And you keep all rebates on nearly every new vehicle in stock. With auto show discounts and even 0 for 60 on select models. Get ready for the deal of a lifetime. Like a 2017 Chevy Malibu. Priced at just over $24,000, you'll save $2,850, save $3,800, plus get 0 for 60 on a new 2017 GMC Acadia. Come out to Yim and test drive a new 2017 GMC Terrain. At just over $26,300, you'll save nearly $4,800. And a 2016 GMC Sierra 2500 Crew Cab Pickup. You'll save $11,500 at Yim. They're overloaded and out of time. Shop Yim. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson, Galesburg. Tax and license extra with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Wherever you'll be, you can bid by phone and buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction Saturday morning, March 18th on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at Limestone High School. Morton with the basketball to start the second quarter, leading the Streaks 13-7 in the sectional semifinal. Streaks won the earlier matchup in January between the two teams on Martin Luther King Day. Right side, this is Sherman with it. Drives down the left side, lays it up, rolls it up and in. Nice move by Cassidy Sherman. Rolls it up and in and make it 15-7 Potters. Kayla Townsville walks it up for the Streaks. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Steps by the defender, lays it up and in. What a move by Kayla Townsville. I don't know how in the world she did that. She was stepping. She was going right toward Warham and kind of went up around her in the air.
She definitely licked her chops when she saw Sherman there. She has crossed her over and went right inside.
15-9, Streaks trail out high left side. Becker penetrates inside, gets to Warham. Now it's out of the key, Bisbing. Left baseline, it goes to Sherman. Now it's Warham out high left side. Tried to bounce inside for Bisbing.
Oh, great.
They're going to call a kick.
Okay.
I think they bounced it off the foot of Kylie Townsville.
I didn't hear the whistle blow there.
As Dowell checks back in and replaces Courtney Jones, who was in there briefly. It'll be Becker to inbound from the left baseline for the Potters. Under 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Inbound comes to Dowell on the left wing. Back to Becker on the left baseline, working against Andrea Sampson. Becker, left baseline, near steal by Kayla Townsville. Dowell drives in left side, runs
should
over.
Be a charge.
Oh, my goodness. Ran right into Ellen Junk. She was straight up and down and set and got called for a ball. I mean, she was set. Dowell went from way out on the baseline. Ellen was already there and set, ran right into her and got called for the foul.
Well,
my goodness.
Tom, I personally think that's one of those ones where some officials will not call the charge unless the player falls over, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because that's not the intent of the rule. You don't have to be knocked over.
That is spam. Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah, it has nothing to do with that. It's initiating the contact. Dow hits the first free throw. Second one is up. That one is perfect as well, as they are 5 for 6 from the line tonight so far. 17-9 is the Morton lead. 6:40 to play here in the first half. Sage Milroy, center circle, picks up, looking for help. Bad spot to pick it up. Now Kayla Townsville has it out high on the left side. Kayla on the dribble. Working against Dow, gets picked from Ellen, crosses back over, left side, leans in up off the glass.
Yeah, well, at least he's consistent.
He looked at Kayla, and he wanted to make that charge call, but then he changed his mind and called it a block.
Yeah, this one's going to go against Bisbing. That'll be her first.
And now he's telling Coach Becker that Bisbing slid up under her. I don't know that was the case, but will take it. So Kayla goes to the free throw line with two and missed the first.
Kayla, 70% free throw shooter on the season.
Ellen and Andrea get a break as Megan Lingenfelter, Emily Miner check in with 6:27 to play in the first half. Streaks trail 17-9. Kayla Townsend at the free throw line for the Streaks.
Can't miss free throws against this team. You've got to take advantage of every opportunity you have to score the points.
Hits the second. 17-10. And it'll be Becker to bring it up for the Potters. Out high right side to Bisping working against Emily Miners. Goes right, steps back. Gives to Becker. Out high left side, it's Sherman. Sherman out high right side to Becker. Becker dribbles left. Gets a pick, goes down the left side of the lane, kicks out to Sherman for three, left baseline in and out, no good. And
two streaks knocked away from each other.
Yeah. So the Potters come up with it. This is Dowell, left wing. It goes to Warham. Back out to Becker, out high left side. Now right wing, it goes to Sherman.
That was a flop.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
And we're going to get a foul called on
Sage Milroy
because she put her hand on Bisping and Bisping flopped backwards.
How in the world do you fly through the air backwards if she touches you? Jeez, I don't know how the officials don't see that.
Well, Coach Massey giving him the business right now because that was
unbelievable.
That was ridiculous because she folded backwards on what was just a touch.
Becker drives, gets to Sherman left wing, free throw line, now kicks out right side to Dowell. Penetrates for the free throw line, spins down the right side. Nice move, missed a shot, rebound Kayla Towns. That was a really good move by Dowell that time.
Well, there's more contact on that shot than there was on the alleged push.
Now it's Kylie, top of the key with it. Hands off to Sage. Sage gives out high right side to Kayla. Kayla now brings it out right of the center circle, 5:20 to play first half. Streaks trail 17-10. Kayla right wing. To Kylie between the circles. Kylie drives left side, goes down, puts it up, gets fouled by
Warren.
Yeah, got her across the arm. That'll be the...
the streak faithful having some fun now with Bisping as they're showing the flop she does every time now because Bisping flopped back on that one even though there was a clear foul on Warren.
Well, even when she committed a foul they didn't call, she flopped down here when Kylie went up and Kylie missed the first. And again, Streaks didn't shoot free throws well against this team first time around. We were only 5 for 13 against them.
Yeah, Kylie now one of two. She's a 55% free throw shooter on the season.
17-10, the Morton lead, 5:07 to play here in the first half. Second shot is up, in and out, no good. Bisping with a rebound for Morton. Gives to Dowell. Dowell across midcourt on the right side, working against Kayla Townsend. Dribbles right, right wing to Becker. Becker goes baseline. Gets it across to Jones.
That's
and that is
Kaylee Jones.
Kaylee Jones. As she puts up the 10-footer, left baseline up and in, make it 19-10 Potters.
Well, the one thing the Streaks can't do is they can't help off other players to go help on Becker. Becker's not going to take that shot driving the baseline. She just doesn't have that ability. Oh, we're going to get a carry called on Kayla now.
They don't call it all season.
Right.
And I'm going to say it wasn't a legitimate call, but I couldn't really see when she spun back where she did a reverse pivot. And they say she turned it over.
Well, Streaks haven't pressed yet. One of the reasons Peoria Central tried to press this team, and they do such a good job of knowing where to take the basketball on against the press that you want to be leery of that. So we probably wouldn't see that till the fourth quarter from the Streaks.
Dullard back in, drives left side, missed the shot. Rebound to Sage Milroy. 4:15 to play first half. Streaks trailing 19-10. Sage with it. Left wing to Emily Miner. Al High, Ellen Junk back in. Now Sage between the circles on the volleyball spike line. To Kayla, gets pushed, no call, falls to the floor. It was Dowell on her, pushed her as she spun toward the basket, missed a shot. Now Dowell drives in, missed an easy one, and Ellen Junk with a rebound for the Streaks. Bounces for Sage.
Second rebound for Ellen on the game.
3:50 to play in the half. Megan Lingenfelter to right wing, back to Sage out higher right side. To Ellen Junk on the volleyball spike line between the circles. Now Emily, now Sage out high right side. Gets to Megan, top of the key. Sage brings it back out between the circles and now in the center circle. 3.5 to play here in the first half. Right wing, Emily Meinert. Ellen Junk now on high right side. Sage Milroy between the circles. Kayla Townsend, right wing. Drives baseline, leans in, up off the glass, can't hit, and the rebound goes off. This being last, and they'll go back to the Streaks.
Well, I think Sage has to start driving against Dullard because I don't know that Dullard can stay in front of her. Dullard's out of the game now, but Sage just kind of is allowing herself to stay on the perimeter, and Dullard is a player. I don't know that she has the quickness to stay with Sage if she tries to drive by her.
Yeah, and that's where the Streaks have had their success so far tonight, right, is the penetration.
Well, it's because Morton's over-pursuing the three-point arc right now, trying to take that out of the Streaks' repertoire.
Andrea Sampson against Becker, right wing. Kicks back out to Kayla, right of the center circle. 3:10 to play in the half. Streaks trail by 9, 19-10. Now Bisping's going to get another foul. She tries to run over Ellen Jack and stands there and acts like, what did I do? Smiling at the official.
Well,
just ran over her.
Right.
She's setting a pick.
Well, and the official told her to quit arguing with her. So, and this is going to put Ellen to line, which this favors the Streaks big time because Ellen, as we know, a very good free throw shooter on the season. She comes into the game at 79.8% on the season, 67 of 84.
17 foul on the Potters as Ellen missed short. Rebound comes down to Bisping.
And, of course,
3:03 to play.
We are just not getting anything from the line. That's four misses at the line now for the Streaks. And,
as opposed to their
big
one.
Right.
Yeah. Posted up. Got to be a three-second call. Now Becker has it. It was Jones. Kicked it out to Becker.
I don't think anybody's counting 3 seconds, to be honest with you, because it's been like every possession down there. Like Warham's in there. Still in there.
Now this is Jones with it left wing. 2:38 to play in the half. Jones dribbles, crosses over. Nice move with the left hand. Got it up and in. Streaks cannot let that happen. That's not one of their scorers that scored a couple of baskets now.
Streaks keep going through massive scoring droughts. They got a 5-0 lead in this game and didn't score again until this quarter.
Sage, left wing, stops, picks up, gives to Kayla between the circles. 2:15 to play in the half.
Or right before the end of the first, anyway.
21-10. Now Andrea for three, right wing, bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped out by Kylie. Kayla comes down with it to Sage, left wing, fires a three, too strong. And a rebound comes out long to Becker. Becker on the run with it. Under 2 minutes to play in the half, 21-10 Morton. Becker down the left side of the lane and Andrea's going to get called for the foul.
Well, Andrea can't get beat. You've got to stay in front of Becker. She's the one player. She's shifty, but at the same time, Andrea's got to be able to stay in front of her.
17 foul on the Streaks. So the Potters will be shooting from here on out as well, but this will be a two-shot foul for Josie Becker. Becker, shot up and no good. I really think because the ball goes through Bisping so much, this might be a better team next year with Dowell as a junior, and
I don't know.
With
Becker adds so much.
Well,
in there.
She does. Well, and Becker will be back. Bisping.
Yeah.
Second free throw, no good. Kayla with a rebound, but with Dowell and Dullard.
Yeah, I don't.
As a sophomore,
I don't know that if I'm buying that argument. You're taking a major scoring threat and savvy ball player out.
Kylie drives in, pulls up from 8 feet, puts it up and in. She's got 7 in the ball game. Make it 21-12, our first palindrome score of the night and our first rush album of the night again.
And we're on the wrong end of it.
Yeah, don't like that. Dow drives down left side, gets to Becker left wing for three. Good.
Can't keep leaving shooters. The Streaks just keep helping off the shooters, and you can't do that.
And see, we've noticed that's not something Morton does.
No, what they do is they do a great job of their weak side defenders helping. Streaks keeps helping strong side.
Megan Lingenfelder missed the three from the right wing. Rebound comes down to Dowell for Morton. 63 seconds to play in the half. This is Sherman out high left side. Now brings the top of the key right wing. It goes to Courtney Jones in. Now Dowell. Now Becker on the left side with 52 seconds to play. Now she'll pull it back out. And wow. Are they going to work for one?
It looks like it, but if I'm Coach Massey, I'm telling them we don't want to give up clock here. We're down by 12, and this game is moving at a snail's pace scoring-wise.
Becker on the right wing. Gives it up to Sherman. Now left baseline, it goes to Dowell. Out high left side is Jones. Courtney Jones now to Josie Becker, right of the center circle with 22 seconds to play.
Well, Sherman and Jones aren't the strongest ball handlers on this club, so you want to pressure them a little bit more than the Streaks are.
Dowell with it left wing with 13. Now Jones with 12. In the paint, it goes to Courtney Jones, and she puts it up and in. She has got 6 all here in the second quarter, make it 26-12 Potters. Kayla Townsend, 2 seconds to play, long three-pointers away, short. We have played one half of basketball. And the Morton Potters lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 26-12. We'll come back with our halftime show. Halftime scoreboard, run down our halftime stats and more. Streaks trail 26-12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
You work in Galesburg and your spouse works in Peoria. Ease your commute and spend more time together by living in Williamsfield. There's a beautiful three-bedroom ranch for sale by owner on Pine Street, and it's ready for you to move right on in. Get all the details by going to galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Silver Street Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you by Attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Office specialists providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Street Basketball on WGIL.
Congratulations to Sandra Lovett of Galesburg, who won $200 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button.
Oh, you're kidding me.
What do you got there?
$200.
Congratulations to our latest WGIL button cash winners.
Did we make your day?
We sure did.
Pick up the new blue WGIL button at the Galesburg Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, and at F&M Bank, all three Galesburg locations. For details, visit WGIL.com. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Welcome back to Limestone High School, Vern Woolsey Gymnasium. We're at halftime of the sectional semifinal between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Morton Potters. Streaks trail by a score of 26-7. Streaks were outscored 13-7 in the first quarter, and then 13-5 in that second quarter. In fact, only two Silver Streaks have scored, and that's Kayla Townsville and Kylie Townsville thus far. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The winner of this game will move to Thursday night's regional final. They'll take on the winner of tomorrow night's semifinal. That should be another good one. It'll feature Normal U-High against the Richwoods Knights. Again, two teams that are ranked in the top 10 in Class 3A here in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, looking around the state right now, 3A Marshall with another easy win. They win 77-40 in their sectional semifinal. Rocky with a 26-7 lead over Bradley Bourbonnais. 4:43 left to go in the half there.
26-7?
26-7.
That was one Coach Hoover told me that he was almost more worried about them than Alton.
Right, than Edwardsville.
Or Edwardsville, I'm sorry, not Alton, Edwardsville, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's been an ugly one, too. It was... At one point, it was I saw it was close, but it was not close enough to make the game actually close. Stillman Valley is losing to Sycamore 16-11 at the half. We saw them, obviously, earlier this year. And that looks like all the scores that I have readily available.
26-12, the Morton Potters lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks at halftime here. And, number one, the Streaks have to make shots, number one. But they're going to need, it's not going to come from beyond the arc. It's going to come from the penetration. That's where they've gotten the points they've gotten. Because Morton, you got to give them credit. They play great man-to-man defense.
Yeah, and they're overplaying the three-point arc. And the only way the Streaks are going to be able to loosen that up is if they drive and dish. They also would probably benefit from having, some of their post players get some decent post looks. They do just such a great job, though, of help side defense, and they move really well once the ball gets moving. The Streaks have got to find a way, and whether it's moving those girls that are on the weak side to force Morton to move their help side penetration or whatever it is, but they've got to find a way. And can't be afraid to take shots. They're leaving Andrea Sampson, Megan Lingenfelter wide open on three-point arc. They basically said, we're going to guard Sage and Kayla out there, and that's about it.
We're at halftime. Streaks trail 26-12. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. We'll come back with more our halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
Employer, tired of not finding qualified candidates to hire? Old methods not working anymore? Reach active and passive candidates when you use the power of radio combined with this region's very own job board, Galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll talk to them at work, home, and at play. That's the power of radio.
WGIL, proudly connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this reminder. St. Teresa's Church in Alexis is serving a corned beef and cabbage dinner on Sunday, February 26th from 4 to 6:30. Hot dogs for kids, desserts too. All for a free will donation. Carryouts available. To find out more, check the area events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Accounting Systems in downtown Galesburg. From small to corporate, talk to Tom Irons and his staff regarding accounting and payroll services for your business. Occasional showers tonight, a low near 52. Clouds early tomorrow and then becoming mostly sunny throughout the day. A high of 68. And tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low near 44. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 67 degrees at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
26-12, Tom Aerith there. Gibson here at Limestone High School. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, not a lot to talk about for the Streaks with their 12 points. Seven of them coming from Kylie Townsville. Three baskets, one for three from the line. Five for Kayla Townsville. Two baskets, one for two from the line. Streaks just 2 for 6, no three-pointers in the game. For the Potters, 10 points for Brandy Bisping. Those all came in the first quarter, a couple of threes, a two, and 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Kaylee Jones off the bench on three baskets. 4 points for Tenley Dow on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Josie Becker on a three, 0 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Cassidy Sherman. 1 point for Lindsay Dullard on 1 for 2 from the line. They had 3 three-pointers, 5 for 8. From the free throw line in that first half for the Potters.
Both teams doing a good job taking care of the basketball so far. 3 turnovers for Morton, only 5 for the Streaks, so that's not really an issue. Streaks out rebounding Morton 13-9, including 5-0 on the offensive board, so that's not really been an issue. But Morton shooting the ball really well, 9 of 17 from the field, including 3 of 5 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, 5 of 18, 0 of 7 from downtown. Streaks just have not been able to crack the code of this defense by Morton. And you know, I looked back, Tom, to see 12 points is not very many points for the Streaks in a half. The only times this year that we've scored less than that was against Rocky the first time. We only scored 8. And against Peoria, we only scored 10.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks trail 26-12. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, just in front of Sandburg Mall. They provide our transportation to all Streak road games. Now, you may not know this, but they have a complete fleet of rental cars, which we're driving one of those tonight, a beautiful 2016 Nissan Maxima. This is just like new. It's only got about 7,000 miles on it, beautiful dark brown in color with black leather interior. And the thing is, they've got an extensive selection of new and late model Nissan rental cars to meet any need you've got. Competitive daily rates up to 400 miles per day, special 3-day weekend rates and lower weekly rates. They accept and match major insurance rental coverages. So if you've got, your car's, you got in an accident, your car's getting fixed, well, you can get your rental at Galesburg Nissan. Call them up, 342-4121. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, then Saturday from 8 till noon. Everything economy, the Nissan Versa, compact, the Sentra, compact SUV, the Juke, the intermediate SUV, the Rogue, the Altima, the Maxima, the Murano, the premium SUV, the full-size SUV, and the Pathfinder. And if you need a minivan, the Nissan Quest. They've got them all, great rates on all these beautiful vehicles. And maybe you just want to check out a Nissan for a few days. Go rent one. Check out, for instance, the beautiful Maxima that we're driving tonight. Again, 342-4121, great rental fleet, Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Just about ready to get the second half started here. Morton already back on the floor. Coach Massey still talking to his Streaks, who trail 26-12.
It's gut check time for the Streaks. You've got to find some locker room magic here. You got to come into the half. You want to get a run here in this third quarter because you don't want to go into the fourth against Morton down double digits. So you want to get this thing hopefully down to 5 or 6 at the very least going into the fourth quarter.
Streaks for the basketball to start the third quarter. In the backcourt, it comes to Sage Milroy. Now Kayla Townsend has it. She'll bring it across and work against Dowell. Kayla goes to the right wing, picks up, kicks out to Kylie out high on the right side. Kylie dribbles right, working against Bisping. Steps back, gives to Andrea Sampson out high on the right side. Andrea goes right to the wing, picks up, gives out to Kayla. Kayla back between the circles, dribbles left, down the left side, gets behind Bisping, lays it up, and the right hand comes up short, and the rebound comes down to Becker. Boy, you got to convert on those opportunities.
Yeah, that would have been a nice one to start the...
Oh, my goodness! A beautiful block by Kylie Townsend. Dow drove down the right side. Kylie got nothing but ball. I mean, wasn't even close, and he calls a hack. I mean, was nowhere close, all ball. My goodness. So Dow will go to the free throw line with two shots.
She's 2 of 2 so far in this one.
Unbelievable.
First one up and good.
She's got 5 in the ball game.
So not the way the Streaks wanted to start the half.
No.
They had a 2 opportunity, and now Dow with a chance to push this lead even further to 16 if she hits this one.
And it is up and in for the sophomore, Tenley Dow. 28-12, Potters with a lead. Kayla will walk it across left of the center circle. Dribbles left, goes to the wing, picks up, gives to Kylie on high left side, kicks back out to Kayla. Kayla brings it to the top of the key, back to the left now. Swing it over to Andrea on the right wing. Andrea goes to the baseline, pulls back out, gives to Kayla out high on the right side. 7:08 to play here in the third quarter, Streaks trail 28-12. Kylie penetrates, kicks out to Ellen between the circles, now to Andrea left wing. Thought about the long three, penetrates, stops, picks up, and gives to Kylie out high left side. She'll go down the right side of the lane, leans in on Bisping, who flopped again. Kylie missed the shot. Bisping comes down with a rebound. Left wing, it goes down court to Sherman. Back to the top of the key to Bisping. She'll fire the three from straight on. It's good.
You got to get that hand up.
She's got 13 in the game. Make it 31-12, Potters.
Well, right there, Ellen just put her hand out towards Bisping. You got to at least be a threat and put a hand up by her face.
Kylie out high left side, penetrates, spins into the paint, kicks out to Andrea, right wing, fires a three, too strong, rebound. Ellen tapped it out. It's going to go off of her last. And the Potters will bring it the length of the court. Streaks have yet to score here in the third quarter, now trail 31-12.
Yeah, this is getting perilously close to being a bad, bad situation for the Streaks. You're down 19 now. You've only scored 12, and you got to find some way to turn the offense on, and this isn't a good team to go on a long run against.
Yeah, I was going to say, the advantage when you're up against this team, they take a lot of time on their possessions normally,
right.
But when you're down against them, they still take a lot of time on their possessions, so it's hard to come back on a team like this.
Well, you almost have to gamble at some point here if you're Coach Massey and try to press against them.
Bisping fires a 17-footer out high on the left side, got loose there, and she's got 5 in the quarter, 15 for the game, make it 33-12 more.
She's 5 of 7 from the field right now, so she's definitely feeling it.
And Coach Massey calls a timeout, and it's a 30-second timeout with 5:46 to play here in the third quarter.
I think if you're Coach Massey, you got to try somebody else on Bisping to make her job a little harder.
Streaks trail 33-12. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, for providing our transportation to Streaks Road Games. If you're looking for a brand-new 2017 Nissan, they have got great financing available right now. All 2017s. 0% for 72 months plus no payments for 90 days. Now on the 2017 Sentra, you also get $500 in max special APR cash, $500 Nissan customer bonus cash. On the Altima, the Maxima, the Rogue, and the Murano, you get a $1,000 dealer discount off the MSRP. So some great deals, great financing. Also great discounts on the few remaining 2016s in stock. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Looks like Coach Matt's going to try some offensive luck from Lauren Campbell. She makes her first appearance in the game, and Emily Minard in the game as well.
Kayla dribbles down the right side, spins.
Man.
Took some contact, no call, missed the shot. Bisping down with a rebound for the Potters. She'll bring it across, goes left wing to Sherman. Sherman brings it back out between the circles. Left side it goes to Bisping. She'll fire the 17-footer again, missed it. Oh, come on! She fell. After the shot, she just fell down with no contact.
Well, this shouldn't be free throws because it was well after the shot. How is it two free throws?
How is she at the free throw line? There was no contact.
Well, and the whistle didn't get blown until after we had the rebound. Wow.
Jeez, unbelievable. If I would have known it was that easy that you just fall down and they'll call a foul on the defense, I would have done that in my career.
It wasn't easy that back then.
No.
Who'd they call that on? They call that on Emily?
Yeah.
Well, they never put it up on the board. They just put it on the – there we go. They finally put it up there.
So that's, what, the second on Emily Miner. Bisping hits both free throws, 35-12. She's got seven of their 9 points here in the quarter.
Well, you know, at some point the Streaks are probably going to have to try just flopping for a while because you got to do something here. You're down 23.
Right wing, Emily Miner, Kylie Townsend. You know, the sad thing is she's not going to get away with that in college, but I guess as your Coach Becker, it works for you in high school, so, you know, you're going to win games with her doing it.
Well, you would think that these officials would be familiar with her by now. Yeah. I mean, it's not like these officials have ever seen her.
Even if you're not, I don't know how you can't see it, though. Lauren Campbell.
Travel.
Got called for the travel. Fake left, tried to go right. And the Streaks turn it over. Still haven't scored here in the third quarter. 4:39 to play. 35-12 is the Morton lead.
Well, I'll tell you, if a player tried to flop like that when I was in high school, you give them a reason to flop.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Bisping out high on the right side, working against Emily Miner, crosses over into the paint, leans in, and got fouled that time. They didn't call it, but she got her own rebound, put it back up and in. Now that time, Emily Miner came down on top of her with both hands, and they didn't call the foul. And so when she doesn't flop, she's a really good player because she kept after that time, got her own rebound, put it up and in. 37-12, Morton, 4:05 to play in the third quarter.
Going back to the second quarter, Morton now on a 16-0 run.
Kayla drives down the right side, gets inside, puts it up off the glass and in. Got past Bisping that time. First basket of the second quarter for the Streaks comes with less than 4 minutes to play in the third. 37-14 Potters. This is Becker with it on the right side. Kicks out between the circles to Sherman.
And Bisping again trying to flop as she ran into Sage and then came running out.
Left wing, Bisping with it. Free throw line goes to Warm. Out high right side, it's Dowell. Goes to the free throw line, pulls back out top of the key, dribbles right, gives to Bisping on the right wing. Bisping with it.
Yeah, we're going to get a... That might have been legitimate, though.
Maybe.
And this is going to be the third foul on Miner, and she gets called for the block. Bisping driving in. There was contact there.
But again, we're not calling contact both ways, though. Yeah, well, what? Timeout called by Bob Becker?
Yep.
Full timeout, 3:21 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 37-14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL, and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:21 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 37-14. Morton with the basketball. They'll have it on the right baseline. It'll be Bisping to inbound. Streaks come out with Ellen Junk, Emily Miner, Kayla Townsend, Andrea Sampson, and Sage Milroy. Bisping, they got her out far on the baseline. In it comes to Sherman, left wing. Top of the key goes to Becker. Fakes the three, drives, pulls back out. Gives to Dowell, top of the key. Dowell, left side to Bisping, outside the three-point arc. Now top of the key to Sherman. Sherman dribbles left, picks up, and goes out of bounds. I thought, did Ellen get a piece of that?
I was thinking maybe, but it definitely got hit by, was it Becker that put her hand out there and touched it.
Streaks get it on the Morton turnover with 3:06 to play in the third.
Well, we talked about trying to get this lead down to 5 at half. Now you're hoping to get the lead back down to double or 10.
Right.
Down 23 with 3 minutes left to go here in the third.
Andrea Sampson in for the Streaks. She's got it out high on the right side to Kayla, right wing. To Ellen, top of the key. Back to Kayla out high right side. She'll reset the offense. Right wing, Emily Meinert. Now it's Kayla out high left side. Kayla penetrates. Nice spin move. Gets around. Got pushed. And
see if he gives her two shots. Or yep.
Yep, he was going to give her two. Was it that one was, or Dowell?
That one was probably not two either.
Nope.
Dowell.
Dowell picks up her first foul, I believe. Kayla Townsend goes to the free throw line with two shots. 2:35 to play in the third.
Kayla split her two earlier. She hits that one.
Kayla, the only Streaks that scored here in the
third quarter.
Here in the third quarter. 37-15.
Just one of two players that scored in the first half, her and her sister.
Yeah. And hits both ends of that.
And here comes the Streak press.
Well, as Morton breaks it, Becker, nice bounce pass right side. Jones puts it up and got it. Kayla Jones with 8.
She's pretty money around the basket.
Yeah, yep.
She can get it within 5 feet of the basket. She's putting it in. She's 4 for 4 from the field now.
39-16. Kayla Townsend, right wing. Streak trail, 2:15 to play, third quarter. You know, Coach Massey, you know, talked about in the pregame that sometimes they can screw you up with their switching up of the defenses. They haven't switched up at all.
Ooh. Kayla just got away with an elbow right there. She
I think she hit her with the ball.
Well, she did, but you can't swing your elbows like that.
No.
And I guess this is out on the Streaks?
I guess so, yeah.
I couldn't see what happened on the baseline. The ball went out of bounds, but there were Morton players laying on the ground.
Bisping inbound, Streaks with a full court pressure again. Becker somehow dribbled out of that trap. Now they get it across. This is Dullard to Dowell. Drives left side up off the glass and in. And that's what you get. You have to risk it, and you have to risk it and press.
Well, you know, there's no right answer here for Coach Massey, but you almost wonder if you're going to have to press like that. Do you bring in some more speed and get Boyd or someone like that on the floor just to give you some speed? They don't play much, but we're going to get a bump call here on Dowell. That'll be her second. Well, they're letting a lot of bodying up going on Kayla's drive and drives.
1:27 to play in the quarter. Kayla inbounds to Sage, right side, fires a three, bounce off, no good, and Bisping with a rebound.
If there was ever a game you didn't want Sage to be cold for, it's this one, and she's 0 for 4 from the field.
That's one of the few really wide-open looks she's got.
Right, yeah, I mean, she's laboring for her shots.
Dullard drives in, high off the glass, no good, gets her own rebound. And going to have a tie-up finally called. Possession arrow points toward Morton with 1:04 to play. 41-16, Potter's lead.
Streaks have been outscored 15-4 in this quarter and just kind of goes with what we've seen in this game so far. Streaks just unable to score the basketball and Morton's taking advantage. Morton has won just about every switch that Coach Massey has tried to do to generate some offense or generate some defense. Morton's been able to better them.
Dullard drives, kicks out to Becker on the right wing. Becker, top of the key, drives down the left side, kicks left baseline to Sherman. Sherman penetrates, gets to Bisping, top of the key, drives down the right side, leans in, up off the glass, rolls around and in.
They don't call that anymore when you put the ball under your shoulder or under your armpit and you take those extra two steps.
She's got 21 in the game. 43-16, Morton. Kylie drives down the right side, up off the glass and in. So Kylie and Kayla, the only Streak players that have scored in the basketball game, and that's the first Streak other than Kayla to score here in the second half. 43-18.
Well, they each have 9, which isn't going to keep pace. I mean, the Streaks have been outscored by Bisping by herself at this point.
Becker dribbles right in the center circle. They'll work for one.
And you've got to get out on them. I mean, you can't just let them tick time off the clock when you're down by this much.
Becker bounces for Bisping, mid-block, spins, puts up off of 1 foot and bounces around, rolls off, and the rebound comes down to Kayla Townsend. We played 3 quarters of basketball. It is Morton 43, Galesburg 18. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Your morning routine has been so routine. Wake up and go to work. Well, change it up. Wake up and go to McDonald's for a delicious McCafe coffee. It's just $1. Wake up and win the day. Get any size coffee freshly brewed every 30 minutes for $1. Or delicious small mocha, latte, or hot chocolate for $2. Buy 5 McCafe beverages and get one free on our app. For a limited time, $1 any size hot coffee. Only valid for a la carte offers. McCafe Rewards is valid through 12/31/17 and participating U.S. McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Galesburg Community Chorus, Western Illinois Nature Group, and Costa Catholic Academy. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Concrete is used more than any other man-made material in the world. And when it's put in the hands of a true concrete artist, like the guys at Courtright Construction, they can do just about anything with it, from foundations to seamless countertops. If your project calls for concrete, call the masters at Courtright Construction of Oneida.
WGIL congratulates Tammy Sloan and Pam Boland. Spotted at the same time wearing the WGIL button, they are sharing the $500 prize. Congratulations from WGIL.
Streets with a basketball start the fourth quarter. Three-pointer up and no good by Sage Moroy. Bisping has it for the Potters, who lead 43-18. They outscore the Streaks 17-6 in that third quarter. Now three-pointer from Dullard on the left wing is up and good. That's her first basket of the ball game. She's got 4 points, 46-18. Kayla to Sage, right wing. Back out to Kayla on the right side. Back to Sage, right baseline. Swing it over to Kylie. Now it's Megan Lingenfelter, left wing for three. Bounces off short. Rebound comes out long to Kylie. Now Kayla's got it top of the key. 7:05 to play.
Streaks still do not have a three-pointer made in this game.
Megan wouldn't pull the trigger on that one. Swings it over to Sage. Now it's Kayla out high right side. Fires a three, and that one's short. Rebound comes down to Becker. Becker on the run. Left side goes to Dow. Stops on the baseline. Kicks out to Becker. I'm not sure why Dow stopped there. She looked like she could have had a layup on that one. Now Becker's got it between the circles. He gives right side to Dow. Dow penetrates. Lays it up, scoops it with the left hand, no good. Rebound comes down to Kylie. She would have had a better look that first time around when she didn't take the shot. 46-18 Morton, 6:26 to play in the ballgame. Kayla drives right baseline, and Dowell's going to be called for the push. And are they going to give her two shots, or are they going to say it was on the floor? That is 3-on-10, Lee Dowell. Trace will have it on the right baseline as Warham checks in. She will replace Bisping. 6:24 to play. Also, Sherman checking back in. She'll replace Dowell. Kayla Townsend inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks.
Streaks have not had a game all season where they didn't hit a three.
And it comes to Sage, left wing, tap of the key. It's Kylie. Left baseline, Kayla. She'll fire the three. Bounces too strong, and the rebound comes down to Warham for the Potters. Yeah, not the, you can't have a cold shooting night against this team.
No, not at all.
But you also have to give some credit to their defense. We've got more open looks here in the second half than we did in that first half from behind the arc and just aren't hitting. Becker has it, kicks to Dullard, top of the key, short over left, kicks out left side to Kaylee Jones. Kaylee Jones kicks out to Sherm. Sherm drives in, traveled, no call, kicks out to Becker between the circles. They're going to run some clock and reset the offense. 5:40 to play in the ball game. Dullard out high left side. Dribbles right, picks up. Gives to Warham between the circles. Warham puts it on the floor, cut off by Ellen Junk. Right wing to Dullard. Dullard penetrates down the left side, lay it up and good.
She's going to be a good one.
Yep, just a freshman. She's got 6 in the game. 5-11.
Biggest lead of the game for Morton, up to 30 now.
48-18. Megan Lingenfelter out high left side, left baseline, Sage Milroy.
They have Dullard, the scoreboard has Dullard with 8, but I only have her with 6.
Yeah, same here. Oh, nice bounce pass from Megan Lingenfelter to Ellen Junk. Ellen got fouled on the shot, though, and she'll go to the free throw line. Foul goes against, I believe, Kaylee Jones.
Although they only have Kaylee with 6, and we have her with 8, so.
Yeah. So Ellen Junk goes to the free throw line. Missed one in the first half, makes that one.
And came in an 80% free throw shooter, so her making them is more of the norm.
First player other than a Townsville to score tonight for the Streaks.
And it comes with 5:04 left to go in the game.
48-19 is the Morton lead. Ellen Junk at the free throw line. Second shot is up and good. Streaks finally hit the 20 mark here tonight, trailing by 18 with under 5 minutes to play. Or excuse me, 28. Yeah, thank you. I can't do math. It was wishful thinking on my part, right? Left wing, it is Sherman with it, brings it out, gives out high to Dowell with it. Left side, it goes to Courtney Jones. Now Dowell has it, and a jump ball called as Kayla Townsville tied her up down on the baseline. Right. Possession arrow points toward the Potters.
Streaks must have gotten in a quarter. I was going to say the last jump ball went to them, but the quarter must have been the
We had it to start the fourth quarter. Sherman inbound, and it comes to Courtney Jones out high on the right side, working against Andrea Sampson. Out high left side, it goes to Sherman. Left wing, it's Dowell. Missed Courtney Jones, had her wide open down on the block, didn't see her in time. Now it's Warm with the top of the key. Out high right side to Sherman. Now right baseline, it goes to Jones. Back to Bisping, who's back in, out high on the right side. Bisping looks over the defense, 4:16 to play. And this is a problem. They like I said, they run a lot of clock, and she drives in. Missed an easy shot, gets it back, puts it off the glass and in.
Like I said earlier, she's great at following her own shot. You can't just let her sit down there. Once she misses that shot, somebody's got to put a rear end into her and get her out of there, and they didn't. 11 rebounds now for her to go with her 23 points.
Back to a 30-point lead, 50-20, under 4 minutes to play in the ballgame.
We're
going to
get a hold on Courtney Jones. Yeah, she was holding on Kylie.
That will be her first foul. Five team fouls on the Potters as Lauren Campbell, Emily Meinert checking back in for
Coach
the first
Massey's
time tonight.
Emptying the bench.
Yeah, Yvonne Mixon, Riley Chalkley checking in for the Streaks as Kylie Townsville, Ellen Junk, Sage Milroy will check out. Kayla and Andrea Sampson stay on the floor for the Streaks. Oh, no, Kayla came out too.
Interestingly enough, Coach Becker has not gone to his bench.
Not surprising. I'll just say that. Andrea Sampson out high to the right side. Riley Chalkley with it right of the center circle. Dribbles right, gets picked from Emily, got away with it. And Riley got away with the carry. Nice bounce pass over to Emily Miner, lays it up off the glass and in.
she was the beneficiary of Riley getting away with that carry.
Made a good pass once she recovered from it, though. 50-22, Morton, 3:24 to play in the ballgame as the Potters turn it over. As I'm not sure what Bisping was doing. Sherman was going toward the basket. Bisping passed behind her. Now he clears the bench. Oh, not totally. Sherman still on there.
Just the fifth turnover of the game for Morton.
3:19 to play. Streaks trail 50-22. Yvonne Mixon with it. Left side, Lauren Campbell. Lauren puts on the floor, stops. Oh, fire that three. Tried to get it mid-post to Yvonne Mixon, but they're going to call a foul reaching around from behind Courtney Jones.
I want to say to this guy, you're now going to call that as a foul?
Right.
3:12 left in the game, 28-point deficit.
Lauren Campbell inbound from the left baseline. And inbound comes to Riley Chalkley after hit a couple of hands. Riley's able to run it down to Emily Meinert. Left wing, Lauren Campbell for three. Missed it. Rebound, Andrea Sampson. Andrea goes high for the shot. Missed it, short. And the rebound comes down to Maddie Becker, Coach Becker's freshman daughter in for him right now. She's got it on the left wing. She'll fire the three. Looked like a two-handed shot there. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Andrea Sampson. 2:45 to play. Andrea has it right wing. She'll fire the three, short, and
she fell over.
Where's the call? I thought if you fell over, if somebody's close to you, it's a foul.
Jeez.
This is Bridget, Bridget Wood with it.
I think she had the unfortunate circumstance of the one official who hasn't made that call was standing right next to her.
Kaylee Jones with another basket. I've got her for 10.
Scoreboard has her for
22.
8.
Yeah.
They don't even have her in the game, technically.
Nice over-the-top pass from Riley Chalkley to Emily Meinert, who's got another basket. 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 52-24. Near steal by Lauren Campbell. Knocked it away into the backboard. It goes out of bounds. And we'll have five new streaks come in as Anna Gugliotta, Sydney Boyd, Hannah Huppenbauer, Chloe McCarthy, and Kelsey Legg will check in. By the way, Thursday night there will be a couple of streaks in action. Anna Gugliotta and Lauren Campbell will be here shooting in the three-point contest. Anna won it up at the regional at LP with nine, and Lauren tied for second with eight, so they'll both be shooting coming up on Thursday night.
It'd be nice for them to represent the streaks going forward, even though the team isn't.
Maddie Becker with it, and a steal by Anna Gugliotta. Anna brings it across right side. Bounces for Kelsey Legg with 1:35 to play. Kelsey dribbles right wing to Hannah Huppenbauer. Hannah looks over the defense, gives to Chloe McCarthy out between the circles, out high left side, Kelsey Legg.
Morton just sitting in a 2-3 zone now.
Right wing, Sydney Boyd back to Kelsey Legg in the center circle.
I don't think the Streaks realize that it's a 2-3 zone yet.
Left wing, Sydney Boyd.
Get it inside.
Kicks it over to Kelsey Legg, fires a three right wing, bounces off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Megan Gold for Morton. Now this is Bridget Wood. Kicks out to Maddie Becker, now down on the left block. Kicks out to Wood. Wood penetrates, goes baseline, got underneath, puts it up off the glass and in. 56, shouldn't it?
No, 54-24.
Oh, 54-24. I think they already had 54 up there before that basket, though.
Yeah, I think they got it up quicker than you looked up.
40 seconds to play. Hannah Huffenbauer down to the block.
One of my biggest pet peeves. That was a soft foul. I mean, it's one thing if a girl gets hammered, but that was a bump call, and it's going to put Hannah Huffenbauer to the line, which good for Hannah to get some points here. But, I mean, realistically, what are you accomplishing by making that call? Hannah on the season, I don't know if she's been to the line. Let's see. Nope, this is her first attempt of the season from the stripe.
39.4 to play. Streaks trail 54-24. First shot is up, bounces high, falls off.
Get yourself a point, Anna.
Coach Massey's still talking to one of the officials. Probably the same thing you were emphasizing, why are you calling this now? Second shot up and no good. Rebound comes down to Gold for Morton. 34 seconds to play. This is Becker. Out high right side, Olivia Remmert in. To Wood, now to Becker out high right side. 22 seconds to play.
Well, they're going to get the Richwood U-High winner on Thursday. Yep. And neither of those, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, none of these teams in this section will make it any easier. Both those teams are ranked as well and ranked higher than the Streaks even.
3 seconds to play and they'll dribble out the clock. And the Galesburg Silver Streak season comes to an end. Final score, Morton 54, Galesburg 24.
The Streaks didn't score more than 10 points in a quarter.
Nope, they did not. And Streaks end the season with a fine record, 26-8. The Potters pick up their 30th win of the year, 30-2 on the season, of course. One of those losses was at the hands of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, so I guess you got a little revenge and then some if you're the Morton Potters. Streaks fall by a final of 54-24. We'll come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll also run down our post-game final stats and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks season comes to an end. 54-24 the final score. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
What would it be like to relive your high school prom with the person you originally went with? Or maybe you totally wish for a complete do-over so you could go with the person you should have gone with the first time. Well, here's your chance. The United Way of Knox County's Second Chance Prom, Saturday, March 4th at the KC Hall in Galesburg, featuring live music from Jam Sandwich. So hit the resale shops to find that perfect retro tux or bridesmaid gown, or come dressed to the nines in full black tie attire. Who knows? You could be crowned king or queen of the Second Chance Prom. Save $5 per ticket when you buy in advance. Find all the details at unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Katie Carlson from WGIL with this reminder. Registration is currently underway for the spring session of the Spoon River College CDL training program. Classes begin March 13th. For more information on how to register, check out the area events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved, invested, and connected to the Galesburg community.
Menards Home Improvement means saving big, because right now you'll get an 11% rebate on everything in the store, including thousands of sale items. Whether it's simple updates or large renovations, you'll save 11% on all of it. Now's the perfect time to finish those projects and get ready for the next big thing. Stop waiting and start saving with an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices, now at Menards. Good through February 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Accounting Systems in downtown Galesburg. From small to corporate, talk to Tom Irons and his staff regarding accounting and payroll services for your business. Occasional showers tonight, a low near 52. Clouds early tomorrow and then becoming mostly sunny throughout the day. A high of 68. And tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low near 44. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 67 degrees at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Limestone High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks season comes to an end as they fall to the Morton Potters by a final of 54-24. Streaks didn't score more than 7 in any quarter, and that was the first quarter. They were outscored in that final quarter 11-6. In fact, they only had two players that scored through the first three quarters, and that was Kayla Townsville and Kylie Townsville. Neither one of them scored in the fourth quarter, and a couple other players scored finally in the fourth quarter. But not a good night for the Streaks. I mean, and you know, you got to give Morton credit. They're a really good basketball team. Came out and didn't even really switch up the defenses. They just came out and played great man-to-man defense and took the Streaks really out of what they wanted to do. Even though they didn't turn the ball over a lot, they just never got into a flow offensively.
No, they really didn't. And the unfortunate thing for the Streaks is that we've talked about it throughout the season. If they're not hitting threes, it really slows down this offense because it shuts down driving lanes, and they don't have a true back-to-the-basket post player like when we had Shaley. So when you can't score from the outside and the other team's great at rotating, you've got to be able to score off the dribble, and you've got to be able to pass off the dribble, and the Streaks weren't good at either of those things tonight. And we saw quite a few bunnies miss inside. You miss free throws, and it just had kind of an avalanche effect in this game in which you didn't get anything going, and then all of a sudden, before you knew it, you were way down.
Streaks fall 54-24. Coming up, we'll get a chance to talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. I imagine he'll be in the locker room for a little while with the got some seniors who finished up their careers, including Kylie and Kayla Townsville, Ellen Junk, Sage Milroy as well. And, I guess those are the only seniors, aren't they? Just the four of them. So you got a lot of girls that will be returning, but you're going to lose a lot off of this squad. And,
well, yeah, you're losing vast majority of the scoring as well.
Yeah, so great careers had by those seniors, and we will definitely miss them, but it was fun watching them play this year. Unfortunate it came to an end this way, and fans that are not our favorite. In fact, we had one standing behind us the whole time. I'm sure there was a few times you could hear them. I was going to try to get the AD's attention down below us, or I couldn't get it to ask the gentleman to move. I don't know why the whole place he chose to stand right here behind us.
Well, I think just it's a decent viewing point, yeah. But I think also just the mess of us. But,
yeah.
You know, it brings back that old age-old question, do you rather end your season on a close loss or a big loss? I mean, you remember the last time the Streaks lost to Morton to end their season was 2 years ago in the sectional final, and the Streaks were up until the last 2 minutes of the game and end up losing that one. By what, 2 points?
Yeah, I think so.
And so, you know, it's which one hurts more?
Yeah, yep,
I think
true.
They both hurt pretty bad.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So the Potters fall, or excuse me, the Streaks fall to the Potters here tonight. 54-24 is the final score. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll start out our stats coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Yim Chevrolet in Galesburg is overloaded and out of time. With ongoing construction of their new dealership, their lot is jammed with nearly 500 new and used vehicles.
Yim has hit critical mass and they need to move them now.
To do it, Yim is taking new car prices where they've never gone before. $1,000 under invoice. And you keep all rebates on nearly every new vehicle in stock. With auto show discounts and even 0 for 60 on select models.
Get ready for the deal of a lifetime.
Shop Yim in Galesburg for your brand new Buick. Like a 2016 Buick Verano, priced at around $24,600. You'll save $3,000. Save $4,000 on a 2017 Buick LaCrosse. A brand new 2016 Buick Encore is priced at just over $28,100, with savings of nearly $5,300. And a 2017 Buick Enclave with $1,000 under invoice, rebates, and auto show discounts, you'll save $6,700.
They're overloaded and out of time.
Shop Yim. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson, Galesburg.
Tax and license extra with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Get ready to win the bid during the WGIL radio auction on Saturday morning, March 18th. You'll be notified when new items are added to the auction when you sign up for email alerts today at WGIL.com.
Back here at Limestone High School, where the Streaks fall, their season comes to an end. Final score, Morton 54, Galesburg 24. Time right now to start on our postgame stats, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Not a whole lot to talk about on the Streaks side as far as the scoring. Kayla Townsville, 9 points, 3 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line. Kylie Townsville, 9 points, 4 baskets, 1 for 3 from the line. 4 points for Emily Minert on a couple of baskets all in the fourth quarter. 2 points for Ellen Junk on 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Streaks, only game of the season, they did not hit a three-pointer, so kind of Morton returned the favor as that when the Streaks played them earlier in the season, that's the only game they didn't hit a three-pointer in this season. Streaks 6 for 12 from the free throw line. Brandi Bisping led the way with 23 points for the Potters. At least the Streaks did end up outscoring her by one. She had 5 twos, 3 threes, and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 10 points for Kaylee Jones off the bench on 5 baskets. 8 points for Tenley Dowell on a couple of baskets. 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Lindsay Dullard. A 3, a 2, and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Josie Becker on a 3. 2 points for Cassidy Sherman on a basket. 2 for Bridget Wood on a basket. The Potters 9 for 12 from the line, 4 three-pointers in the game.
Well, as you said, the stat picture not pretty for the Streaks. I mean, you look at some of the team stats, not too bad. Morton turned the ball over 6 times, Streaks turned it over 7 times. That's pretty even. The Streaks ended up getting out-rebounded 24-18, and Streaks only got 5 rebounds there in the second half. They did out-rebound Morton offensively 7-3. Morton shot the lights out today, and I don't think you can pin this on the Streaks' defense. And I'm sure Coach Massey, as often will happen, Coach Massey will probably second-guess herself or himself and think about, you know, what could I have done differently? Could I have thrown different looks at them? But realistically speaking, the Streaks play good defense. Morton just is a really good team, and they shot the ball 20 of 34. They were better than 50% from the field, and in games where you shoot that well, you should expect to win. Streaks only, on the other hand, were 9 of 34. So, you know, there's an 11-basket difference right there, and that's your game right there. That's 22-plus points, depending on, you know, if you're counting threes in that, because there was a 15-point advantage from the three-point arc for the Morton Potters, as they were 5 of 8 from downtown. Streaks were 0 of 15 from downtown. you look at the stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about, not a whole lot to write home about. Anna Gugliotta did get in the book with a steal. Emily Minert had a rebound to go with her 4 points. Ellen Junk had a pair of rebounds. Sage Milroy had 3 rebounds and an assist. Andrea Sampson had 4 boards and 2, and Riley Chalkley had 2 assists. and Kayla Townsend, 4 rebounds. And then Kylie had 3 rebounds and 1 block. I mean, usually in a game, you'd see the streaks with a ton of steals. They had 1 steal today. And, you know, that's another one of those stats where you're kind of like, what?
Well, yeah, you look at neither team turned the ball over, but then again, they both protected it well. Just the difference comes down to shooting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the last time the streaks, let's see, they had 1 steal against Mattoon. And other than that, they had 3 steals against LaSalle Peru, which would have been the second lowest on the season. So, I mean, tied with against Peoria. So, you know, part of the streak's offense is generated out of the defense. And when you don't get that, it makes it difficult. And we talked about it. The streaks didn't get threes. They didn't get steals. They didn't do anything superior to Morton. And that's what you have to do to be able to win a game like this. And it's just unfortunate for the streaks. It's a tough way to end your season. But, you know, as far as I'm sure things go, Coach Massey probably is going to look back and say, these are some of the things that we've seen manifest itself all season long, and we just weren't able to get over it. And that's my perspective on this loss, is that, you know, you've had 8 losses on the season now, ending the season, and we knew that the biggest Achilles heel for the streaks was being able to manufacture points, and there was just too many runs that Morton went on to put this game out of reach. And the streak started this game 5-0. I mean, you take that out of the equation, and they only scored 19 points the rest of the way. Yep. So,
post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods downtown Kewaunee. We'll take a break, come back, and chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. Streaks fall 54-24. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Silver Street Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you by Attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Office specialists providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Street Basketball on WGIL.
Whoever came up with the phrase jack of all trades, master of none, clearly didn't know the guys at Courtright Construction of Oneida. See, they only do things they're really good at, and they do it all. See the proof you need at CourtrightConstruction.com, and then give them a call for your free estimate. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Limestone High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. Streaks fall 54-24. Season comes to an end. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, there's never a good way to end the season unless you win that last game, but only one team gets to do that. So that, you know,
two, whether third place game.
Yeah,
well,
two teams.
Well, ending with a win though. But okay. Yeah, so right. So two teams do that. But whether it's a blowout or whether it's a 1-point game, it's never easy, and especially when you walk into the locker room with 4 seniors like you have.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, you look, and it's what's made them great and as a team, and the seniors great as a team, is that, you know, they're competitive people. And so you go in and you don't want to lose a game like this, because ultimately, you know, you're crazy enough to think if we played this game again tomorrow night that you feel like you could win the game. And so there's that kind of frustration, but certainly appreciative of everything that they accomplished this year.
You know, this game, Eric had just mentioned, it's kind of reflective of the season, the 8 losses that you ended up with. Again, a great season, ended up with a 26-8 record, but some similarities in all those losses. There's a lot of things you did well. You took care of the ball. We had you for only 7 turnovers. We thought you played pretty good defense. They didn't get a ton of easy looks. They were just knocking down, especially outside shots. But you had some scoring droughts. Just couldn't get the basket to open up for you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, in the first quarter we ended up had three times we got to the basket and in traffic missed layups. But then we, you know, I don't think we hit a perimeter shot until the fourth quarter with things. And our defense was good enough to keep us in the game, but what happened is our offense let it get get away, and then I think you lose defensively, you lose a little of your focus, concentration, and then right before the last 3 minutes of the half, because we weren't getting stuff done offensively, I think we made some errors defensively.
Well, and then in some games, like, for instance, I think it was the Prairie Central or the LP game, where your defense created some offense for you when you weren't hitting early. Against a team like Morton, that's hard to do. Even though you're playing good defense, you don't get the steals or the turnovers that you can get easy baskets off of. And it was the same thing for them, too.
Right. They spread the floor well, and they've got a variety of kids that can handle the ball. And so it makes it hard to guard them.
Coach, again, want to congratulate you on an outstanding season. And how many regional championships was that? Seven of the last...
I don't know. I don't think that many, but thanks.
a whole bunch of them.
They've been a group that we've had some groups that have done well, and the seniors are certainly kids that are very proud of, and said some things about them in the locker room that hopefully our sophomores and juniors identify that there's the characteristics of being good teammates and work ethic that those seniors had. Hopefully, they recognize those things and the transition next year they do, because I think those four seniors, I think I could identify early in the summer that we were going to be decent this year, because they were hearing all the Shaley graduating, Lexi graduating, they're great players, and then Raina leaves and people saying well, you're not going to have a point guard and stuff. Well, I think that they're competitive enough, they took that as a challenge, and gosh, it was a fun year. You hate to see it end.
Absolutely. I mean, they've been a really fun group to watch. I mean, defensively, one of the best teams that I can recall, like with, all five players on the floor at once. It's just really funny. And like you said, kind of the hallmark of this team was their hustle and grit.
Yeah, it was a good year, and, hate to see it come to end, but they always do.
Coach, want to thank you again for your time, pregame and postgame, coming up with us, win or lose. We do appreciate it again.
Okay, it won't be long, and be coming down and bringing some donuts to you and Jim
in
the fall.
All right, perfect. Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Great season. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall 54-24. Time right now to, our last order of business, naming our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And we don't have a lot of choices on this.
No.
Really.
Not at all. This one, we've talked about games where it's been difficult to choose.
Yeah.
This one basically comes down to two players, and my recommendation is going to be we just split it.
Yeah, that I would agree with you. And one of them has won a whole bunch, and the other's won a few, and deservedly so each and every time. In fact, talking with Dave Dunn about this, that the one young lady may have set a record for the most Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game awards in a season, and it was sometimes hard not to give it to her.
Right.
9 points, 4 rebounds for one, 9 points, 3 rebounds and a block for the other, and really they're what kept the streaks going. They're the only two that scored in the first half. They're the only two that scored in that third quarter, and without them, again, you mentioned that 5-point run early on, or 5-point, 5-0 run to start the game, which came from those two players, and there you go, and two of the seniors that Coach Massey mentioned.
Yeah, and we're going to go with the Townsends, Kylie and Kayla. The sisters are going to split this one. They each scored 9 points. Kayla ended with 4 rebounds, whereas Kylie ended with 3 rebounds and a block, and they were the only ones that were able to crack the scoring, and they constantly were going after it. And I will tell you, from the point that they left the game, their defensive intensity never waned.
Oh, absolutely. So Kylie Townsville and Kayla Townsville are Dave's Auto Body, co-Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game here in the final game of the season. Again, disappointing to end it this way, but again, another great season for the Streaks, 26-8. And like Coach Massey said, I mean, look at what you lost off that team last year. A potential probably could have been a Division I player in Shaley Florine playing at the Division II level. You lose a point guard, a 4-year starter at point guard who transferred, among others, and you thought, okay, well, now what? Who's going to play point guard? And so, some of these girls had to step up in different roles, and I think as Coach Massey not only embraced it, but kind of took it as a challenge as well, and this was a really, really fun team to watch, and we had a really fun season.
We did, and I will tell you, and I'll be honest, this team outpaced my expectations. I thought, this was a team that you kind of look at as it was going to battle in and out of the season. And I thought it would be above 500 team, but I don't know that I would have, at the beginning of the season, going through the schedule, have guessed a 26-8 team. And a team that knocked off some good teams. I mean, they knocked off this Morton team earlier this year. So that just some impressive things that happened. And unfortunately for the Streaks, they come out on the wrong end of this one against Morton. And it's one of those things that kind of spirals on you. You hope that maybe if you could continue to build the program, and like Coach Massey said, other girls are going to have to step up next year. The Streaks are losing 66% of their scoring, but I think we lost a higher percentage last year. And so somebody else is going to have to step up, and that's where you hope for those jumps for the Emily Meinerts and the Andrea Sampsons and Megan Lingenfelter and hopefully some players that, you know, didn't play much at all this team. And this season will make huge strides, and that's what you're looking for. And you know, that's what you hope for, and that's why you have a program. It's not just one team. It's a program, and you kind of alluded to that talking about how successful they've been in the last 10 or so years.
Yeah, it's great for the Morton fans to be excited. They've had a nice run. They've won a couple of state championships, but it's with four classes, and they haven't made 9 consecutive trips to the state tournament like the Streaks did.
I'm not taking anything away from this Morton team, because, you know, realistically, I think, to be honest with you, their toughest test between here and state is going to be on Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Regardless who they play, that's going to be a better team than what they match up with in the Super Sectional. Because the Super, or the feed-in bracket, I don't even think the feed-in bracket,
not a team that's been ranked,
has a ranked team. Yeah. So, I mean, that's something. And the, you know, as far as the Western Big Six goes, it's been very top heavy. And you know, if rumors come true, this might be the last run for Rocky.
We're hearing some things.
They're doing really well, though. They just won over Bradley Bourbonnais 70-31.
Wow. So
it could be worse. Bree Beal showed why she's one of the top players in the country, 18-18 today.
Wow. And probably didn't play much in the second half.
Oh, I can't imagine with winning by that much. Yeah. They were up early in that one. And then if you look at the other side, they're going to get a nice rematch with Edwardsville. Beat Springfield 67-47, sending a former Streak home as well. So
that's their nemesis. Edwardsville's knocked them out, I think, a couple of years in a row. I mean, this is a little bit different Rock Island team, but Edwardsville is still really, really good. So that'll be an interesting matchup. And Edwardsville undefeated, and they've been ranked number 3 right behind Rock Island here. So
that might be a great showdown to see. And I would assume it'll happen at Normal Community, but for some reason the IHSA let their sectional happen down at Collinsville. So I'm not sure what'll end up happening.
It was supposed to be
at
Springfield, wasn't it?
No, it was supposed to be a Normal Community.
Oh, it was supposed to be a Normal. Okay, so they made Springfield go down to Collinsville. Right. Okay, so. All right. Well, we want to thank our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't be able to bring you Streaks broadcast. So if you see them or stop by and patronize these businesses, thank them as well. Again, Dave's Auto Body, whether Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Of course, Galesburg Nissan, they always provide our transportation to all the Streak road games. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And again, we thank our sponsors. We really appreciate them. Again, we wouldn't be able to do this without having the sponsors. So we appreciate you patronizing all these businesses that help us out.
Yeah, and again, a great season, and we, like you said, we appreciate everyone. And you can't forget about everybody back at the station that's helped make sure that we've been on the air and
absolutely
very good quality broadcast.
Yep, our sales staff for getting things set up for us, Brian Prescott, Roger Lundeen, and all our studio engineers that have done great stuff for us, between Terry Cavanaugh and James Noble and Nick Simpson of tonight, Sean McCutcheon. We appreciate all you guys and the work you do back there, and keeping us on the air, keeping the broadcast going. Partner, there you go. We wrapped up another one, and like Coach Massey said, won't be long till he'll be in with Jim and I, bringing donuts and being on the morning show with us in the fall, getting talking about next season.
Yeah, and that'll, you know,
which will be his 40th, by the way.
Wow. Yeah, and next year would be my 10th season calling games. So just to think about how well he's been coaching in comparison. Wow.
Yep.
So anyway, but yeah, a great job by the Streaks season wide. It's tough to lose and end the season like this, but the girls were a pleasure to broadcast, and hopefully the seniors move on and do great things in their future.
And, you know, we had a chance to talk to several of them. They're, you know, talking about medical school and different things like that. They're going to be successful no matter what, whether they continue in sports or not. That's a great, successful group of young women.
Definitely.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Again, the streak season comes to an end with a 26-8 record. Morton moves on. They're now 30-2. They beat the Streaks 54-24. Thanks again so much for listening tonight. And again, thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to our studio engineer, Sean McCutcheon. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erta, saying good night from Limestone High School.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.